Lenny and Gino look at me like I'm crazy. They want me to get to the point. I asked you two if you want a fucking glass of water. No, they reply in unison. I nod as I put back the dusty glass. Taking a seat in the third chair at the table, I lean back and smile at Lenny and Gino. Do you boys have any idea what I brought you here to talk about? They both shake their heads. But Lenny's hiding something. He won't look at me. I wait a moment for the rage to subside. Then I continue. We're here to talk about Rebecca Veneto. You all remember Rebecca? John's little girl? Lenny's eyes dart toward my face for a moment. Then he looks down at the table again. Yeah, I remember Rebecca. I ran into her the other day at the gym. I know. What did you two talk about? If you already knew, then you probably know what we talked about. I look Lenny in the eye for about 2 seconds before he continues. All right. We talked about you. Listen, Lenny. No need to get nervous and clam up. We're just chatting, okay? He doesn't nod, so I nod for him. Now don't make me ask you again. What did you and Rebecca talk about?
Nothing, we just...
Don't say nothing. That's not the way you have a conversation, Lenny. The silence that follows is wet with their fear. They both stare at the table, trying not to let that fear show. They're feeling cornered. I chuckle, and Gino's shoulders jump at the sound.
Hey, we're all friends here.
I can see Lenny cringing inwardly.
I know you all don't know me,
but you know my company is handling John Veneto's security detail. And you know Rebecca was abducted last night, right? Gino's eyes flit toward Lenny, but he doesn't speak. I smile at this. Do you dress like that every day, Gino? He looks confused for a moment. Then he looks down at the tattered brown t-shirt covering his round belly.
Yeah, I guess.
You do realize you look like complete shit, don't you?
What the fuck?
Have you ever stepped on a fucking treadmill?
You know, one of those things that you run on that makes you feel like you're going nowhere? Do you know what a fucking treadmill is?
Fuck you. The gun is out of my holster, and the bullet is exploding through the back of his head before either of them know what's happening. Gino's body tips sideways toward Lenny, whose eyes are wider than saucers as he jumps out of his chair.
What the fuck did you do?
He shrieks in his awful, whiny voice. Sit down, Lenny.
You fucking killed him. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I lock eyes with Bruno, then nod toward Gino's body, which is slumped across the chair Lenny just vacated. Bruno grabs Gino's fat lump of a body off the chair and lays him on the dingy tile floor. I said, sit down, Lenny. Lenny's chest is heaving as he stares at Gino. Then he glances around the kitchen, looking for an escape. But Bruno and Billy are blocking both exits. He looks at me, and I nod at the chair for him to sit.
I can't sit there. It's covered in blood.
Billy.
Billy leaves his station near the back door to wipe off the chair, and Lenny begins eyeballing the exit.
Don't get any ideas, Lenny.
I warn him as Billy cleans up the blood. Now sit. He shakes his head as he takes a seat again.
I don't know where she is. I swear to God, I don't know nothing.
He's gonna start crying. I hate this part. Well, I suggest you go home, and take some fucking ginkgo for your memory. Because I want you to go home and tell everyone who I am. I'm Nox Savage, and I will kill you and your wife if you don't have some fucking information for me the next time I see you. I stand from the chair and nod at Bruno. Get him the fuck out of here.